The 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops has entered its final week. The Synod Fathers will be presenting their propositions from their discussions on the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. Later in the day, they will begin their discussion of amendments to that document. Many of the Synod Fathers are from the Eastern Catholic Churches, and they want to be sure that the Eastern Christian view is presented. Archbishop Lawrence Ukulak is the Metropolitan of the Ukrainian Catholic Church in Canada. He told us how the Eastern Church uses the Word of God.
It's come out in several interventions that some of the specific characteristics of, let's say, the Word of God for the Oriental Churches is the use of Scripture within our prayer life, within the service of the divine office, we call Vespers, Matins, and other services, where the divine, Scripture texts are have a very important role there, both directly, when they're used directly, and then they are perhaps we can call paraphrased in liturgical poetry. And so this becomes a double presentation to the faithful. This is especially true, again, in the Eucharistic liturgy, or the Divine Liturgy that we call it, which is the service the people most often encounter, the Word of God, and it permeates our liturgical services either directly by using the scriptural texts or, again, by paraphrasing them. Another way that's very important in the Eastern tradition is through iconography. The use of icons is very important in especially Byzantine liturgical worship, and it is for Ukrainian Catholics as well. And through the various icons that we make use of, these become another way of expressing the particular aspects of faith, and as the particular aspects that are stressed in gospel or scriptural presentations.